Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The continuing deplorable attacks on Ukrainian civilians by Russian forces using Iranian-supplied drones have put a spotlight on Moscow's chief supplier of armed, unmanned aerial vehicles, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, known as the IRGC. On October 18, 2023, the United States announced sanctions on several individuals and entities related to the IRGC's missile, conventional arms, and UAV activities. The United States designated the IRGC a foreign terrorist organization in 2019, and the State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the disruption of the financial mechanisms of the IRGC and all its branches, including the IRGC Quds Force, known as the IRGCQF. The U.S. State Department wants information on sources of revenue for the IRGC, the IRGCQF, its branches, or its key financial mechanisms. Those sources include, but are not limited to, illicit sales of drones and other military equipment, IRGC donors, entities or individuals assisting the IRGC in evading U.S. and international sanctions, formal financial institutions doing business with the IRGC, front companies engaged in international procurement of dual-use technology on behalf of the IRGC, and businesses or investments owned or controlled by the IRGC or its financiers. The IRGCQF plays the greatest role among Iran's actors in directing and carrying out the regime's global terrorist campaign. In addition to providing Iran's proxies with money, weapons, military advice, and training, the IRGC is responsible for numerous attacks and plots targeting Americans and U.S. facilities. Additionally, the IRGC has taken hostages and wrongfully detained numerous U.S. persons. The IRGCQF has planned numerous significant terrorist activities around the world. As a result of U.S. sanctions, all the IRGC's property and interests in property subject to U.S. jurisdiction are blocked, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in any transactions with the IRGC. It is a crime to knowingly provide or attempt to provide material support or resources to the IRGC. If you or anyone you know has information on the IRGC's sources of revenue or its key financial mechanisms, please contact Rewards for Justice via its Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, or Tor-based tip lines. More information about the reward offer can be found on the Rewards for Justice website, which is located at www.rewardsforjustice.net. All credible reports will be investigated, and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.